Bill Lebotsky lifts his suitcase off the carousel at the Boise airport. Lebotsky moved away from Boise 25 years ago, but he visits three or four times a year. He recalls the days anyone could walk up to the gate and watch loved ones step off their planes.
They're long gone. They seem like a lifetime ago.
Do you ever miss those days?
Of course we do. I think we all miss those days, but it's just part of the reality of living in the new millennium, I guess.
Are you okay with that?
No, but I don't know what other options are available to us.
Enhanced security has changed the feel of airports in the past decade. There are random pat-downs, full-body scans. You can't even bring bottled water through security. Less friendly is how Rick Baird describes it. Baird manages Friedman Memorial Airport in Haley.
Before 9/11, there was a lot of friends that would come out and say, I'd like to just get a lawn chair, set it out in front of the office, and set and watch airplanes take off and land. That doesn't happen anymore.
Baird says it's been difficult convincing his community that the same security measures required at larger airports are necessary in their small town.
The first thing they'll say is, well, this is Haley. It's not LAX.
He says, in general, post-9/11 security measures have made small-town airports feel less like part of the community. But security now is not as tight as it was immediately after September 11th. In Idaho, then-Governor Dirk Kempthorne had Idaho's National Guard provide security for several of the state's airports. Haley and Boise were among them. Colonel Tim Marsano had just started his job as spokesman for the Guard when that happened.
You think about it now, and it was probably a little odd to see M16 carrying soldiers standing outside the airport as people were dropping their loved ones off, but it was what needed to be done back then.
Marsano says soldiers stayed at Idaho's airports for about a year. At the Boise airport, Carolyn Mason waits for a friend to come through the doors in the glass wall that divides the terminal. She's not nostalgic for the days before pat-downs and full-body scans.
It's not that big of a deal. I don't think anyone minds. It's for our safety, so that's good.
Mason adds security in Boise is not as unpleasant as at larger airports. The Transportation Security Administration agrees. They gave Boise Best Airport of the Year for 2009. I'm Adam Cotterell, KBSX News.